Okay, let's see. We got about 4 minutes before the break, so at least Bob can get in his question, and maybe I can, if I don't blab so much, I can answer.
Well, basically, I know quite a bit about Alzheimer's, but practically nothing about Lewy body, and I have no idea why Lewy bodies form. So that's my question.
You know what, sir? Neither do I. I don't know how they form, and there's some theories out there, but I don't know how they do. Now, if you were to go online and look for two different things, if you can, there's a book by a Dr. Dale Bredesen,
I'm
Bredesen.
familiar with that, yes.
Okay, good. And then this you'd have to look in PubMed. But there's a paper out there by a William Summers, Summers, and what it has to do with is actually improving Alzheimer's, which with a very wide variety of antioxidants and other nutrients. And he was able to demonstrate some research there too. William Summers is the name.
Got it. Anything else on that?
Nope, not on that, sir.
What causes Alzheimer's, regular Alzheimer's?
Well, according to Dr. Summers, it's caused mostly by oxidants and inflammatory substances, and again, his article goes into that in more depth. And by the way, if you go to PubMed, you can find the whole article for free. William Summers, and you'd have to put in Alzheimer's, I guess. But other than that, there's a lot of theories about what causes it. Now, I'll give you one right away that I know about because I read about it from Rockefeller University research in the early 2000s. And what they found is that at least part of the cause has to do with low estrogen and low testosterone for men and low estrogen for ladies. Because to summarize the research real briefly, they found that when the estrogen is lower, the testosterone is low, the garbage that accumulates in the brain called tau protein, beta amyloid, neurofibrillary tangle, you probably heard all about that. That garbage accumulates at a much higher rate, but once estrogen is restored to the female brain cells and testosterone is restored to the male brain cells, why, the cleanup crew, the enzymes that usually clean all that garbage out of the cells, are reactivated, and the garbage only accumulates at 20%. I did say 20%, the rate it did before there was estrogen and testosterone present, gender specific. So that's at least one thing that can help lead to Alzheimer's, sir.
You mentioned the university, and I didn't catch the university's name or a lead author.
Rockefeller University. And
Thank you.
I don't have that particular author in mind, but again, it was around the year 2000, 1999, 2000, and so forth.
And I've got a couple other questions if we haven't run out of time related to other
Well, we're
things that
right
were
at the break
brought up.
right here, sir, so if you could hold on to after the break, sir, we
Sure.
do happen to have you and Jim waiting. Hi, Bob. What else was on your mind?
Well, you talked about diabetes in women and reduction in estrogen, I think. What does type 2 diabetes do to testosterone in a man?
Same thing, sir. Actually, it was in anyone with type 2 diabetes, because of the insulin resistance and the high insulin signal, that high insulin signal somehow activates the enzyme that takes testosterone over to estrogen. So both men and women with type 2 diabetes, their testosterone is going to drop entirely because, not entirely, but mostly because of that high insulin signal. And where it's going to drop to is it's going to turn into more estrogen. And in neither case is that a good idea, because guys don't want too much estrogen around, and ladies can tolerate the estrogen, but they need the testosterone.
Right. You talked about a niacinamide for glaucoma,
Yes, sir.
and I may have missed it, but does niacin interfere with the niacinamide?
Doesn't interfere, but it doesn't do the same job, sir. That's the difference.
Can you discuss the differences between the two?
Sure, the biggie is the one that most people don't like, and that is that they take niacin. Oh my goodness, most of us get a flush. I've seen teenagers hand it out to each other at Halloween and then laugh like crazy when their friend who accidentally took that thinking it was candy turned bright red and started sweating and flushing and so forth. But that is what niacin can do, and it does that to a lot of people. Whereas niacinamide, it never, ever, ever gives a person a flush, and the worst it can do is if you take too much for a prolonged period of time, it'll give you low-grade nausea, and that's it.
Well, niacin seems to increase energy. So would niacin help prevent glaucoma in the long term?
It might, sir. It might. And if you don't mind the flush, or if you don't get one, if you're lucky, both of them work in the same, would work, excuse me, on this in the same way on glaucoma, and that is by reactivating, and it sounds like you know what you're doing, so I'm just going to come out with a jargon, by reactivating mitochondrial complex number one. They do that by turning into NAD. They both can turn into NAD. And once they reactivate that mitochondrial complex one, here comes more ATP, and that's the whole point to rejuvenating the eyeball.
Well, I know about mitochondria, but I never heard about complex one. Is there a complex two also?
There got to be, sir, if there's a complex one.
Okay. Final question. About 8 years ago, at the end of summer, and I never took any D3 during the summer, but I tried to get out in the sun about 20 minutes every weekend, and my D3 was 69 at the end of the summer.
Yay.
Now, about 8 years later, at the age of 76, last summer, getting out in the sun more, not taking any D3, my D3 had dropped to 40.
Yeah.
I've read that that's typical, so I'm taking supplemental D3 now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, sir. You want to be between 60 and 100, which is where everybody is who lives in the tropics.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling, and thank you for studying on your health. You're likely to stay healthier longer that way. Go for it.